This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time. I know this ain't enough, right? But I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Don't just sit there, as I used to love to say, don't just sit there drooling all over yourself. Okay? I mean, seriously, if you got... you got something to say, say it, but you can't just say it to me. You can yell at me all you want to. I can't hear you. So what you want to do is you want to head up to the website. There's a live chat room going on there. There's also on Facebook. There's a, what do you call that thing, a live feed going on there as well. So you can discuss with people there. Although, you can't hear what we're saying if you're talking to those people. You know, and I do mean those people, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, host. I do get a pleasure. I do appreciate, and I get pleasure out of knowing that you're there, you're involved, you're engaged with what we're doing and what we're saying. Sam Sorbo joins me at the on the other side of the break. She's she's an author, a mother, a wife, a producer, talk show host. I mean, she thinks about doing more in one day than I do all year. You know what I'm saying? Seriously. So I just. This stuff that's been going on, now we're going to hit this hard in the second hour. But all these outraged Dems, outraged about what's going on at the border, outraged at what they're doing to those kids, they're just outraged. I mean, have you figured that out yet? Some of them don't know what about, because if you go back and listen to their prior comments about all that's going on at the border now, how they felt about this a while back, it seems that, you know, but they're always evolving, are they not? And their mindset and how they feel about always evolving. It's just amazing. And again, like I said, I'm going to hit it hard in the second hour. Because, yes, I see it. All right. I don't know if you guys heard today that, I can't ever say his name. Peter Strzok was escorted from the well, come on, you say that.
You did good.
Did I say it?
You did.
I did. So you don't say the Z, apparently, but somewhere in there. The FBI agent Peter Strzok escorted from the FBI building. God bless America. See, that Sessions woke up from a nap and said, "Oh, hey, we got to take care of this." I mean, finally, they did something. I'm glad they're doing something, right? Now, I posted something up on Facebook. I'll put it up on the regular website page, too, where Trey Gowdy was just beaten up on how this could go on this long and how you could allow these kind of texts going back and forth and what they said to each other and allow these guys to keep working at the FBI or on the case. Now, Peter, the FBI agent under fire over a series of anti-Trump messages, was escorted from the FBI building. Now, that was confirmed from his lawyer, so it wasn't a bunch of kids sitting around and thought it was him. Strzok's lawyer, Aiden Goldman, argued that even though his client had played by the rules, he's been targeted. Yes, of course. Always, they're always the victim. You ever notice that? Obama was the victim. Kerry was the victim. Mrs. Clinton's the victim. Billy Bob Clinton is the victim. They're all victims. All of this seriously calls into question the impartiality of the disciplinary process, which now appears tainted by the political process, said Goldman, who is Pete's attorney. But, boy, we've been saying that for a long time, right? The impartiality. Right? I mean, here's a guy, not only did he not want Trump to become president, as he said in his texts, but they were going to work at making sure he didn't stay president. And yet, who was involved with the interrogation of Mrs. Clinton? That's right, Peter Strzok. He was part of the team that went to her house to do the investigation. Let that sit in for a while. He said that Strzok had complied with every FBI procedure, including being escorted from the building as part of an ongoing internal procedure. Instead of publicly calling for a long-term FBI agent to be summarily fired, politicians should have allowed the disciplinary process to play out, free of political pressure. Look, anybody you talk to over the FBI said that they should have been fired or reassigned shortly after all those text messages came forward, or came to light, or came to the surface, for that matter. Think about it. Anybody else would have. See, it's what I keep telling you. There's two sets of laws here. One is for the Clintons, the Obamas, and the upper echelon in the Democratic Party, and then there's the rest of us. And man, if you're not on the side of the Clintons, boy, you well, maybe not so much now. But a year or two ago, yeah, bad. Really bad. You could end up dead, as we saw happen. Or missing, never to be seen again. And that's scary. I don't care who you are. And you don't have, you see those movies where you really feel bad for the underdog? Because, like, they don't have a chance. And they don't. When you're up against the Clintons, you're up against Billy Bob or Hillary Clinton, you're done for. Who are you going to complain? You know, it's funny, in talking with people, again, go back to the days when you all wanted Obama arrested for treason, Holder arrested this way. I mean, let's just arrest all these people. Who's going to put the handcuffs on them? Who's going to do it? That's the question of the day, is it not? I used to say, you really expect Eric Holder to walk into the president's office, the Oval Office, and say, Mr. President, you're under arrest. Right? This was his wingman. This was the guy who did anything he asked him to do. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Sam Sorbo joins us after the break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay Heating Pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I don't think he's around anymore.
Greg Garrett?
No, what's his name? Who's that? Who's that guy? You know who I'm talking about, right? Yeah, I knew his name before the song came on. You know that word. That's exactly how that works. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, with everything that was going on, and they were, and the poor reporters were all over Sarah Huckabee. No, Sarah Huckabee Smith, excuse me.
Sanders.
Sanders, Smith, Sanders, whatever. Anyway... the lady in the White House that's got real chutzpah, let me tell you what. Anyway,
yeah, exactly.
Right? They're getting all over her because, you know, she's a mother. Where's her compassion for these kids? And look what they're doing to these kids. Somebody actually sent me a picture and said, you know, there was somebody breastfeeding in the picture. Can you imagine your baby being ripped away from you during this time? I don't think those things are going on at the border. But you see, I'm not going to address that. I'm going to ask somebody who's a wife and a mother those kind of questions. She's also an author and a producer and a talk show host. Sam Sorbo joins me. And haven't had her on for a while, but we're going to pull her back in from time to time and have her chime in on these things. Sam, thanks for being with me.
You wrangled me.
Yeah, I like that.
You wrangled me, and I'm here. I'm sorry. You know, actually, it's an interesting phenomenon that's sweeping the nation because of all the fake news and all of the stuff that preceded this border outcry. There are a number of people, and especially strangely within the evangelical community, that are saying that they don't actually believe all of this hype that's being brought. I mean, I saw it, there's an op-ed by Laura Bush in the Washington Post, and in it they have audio of children crying. They literally label it that. Like, let us pull at your heartstrings. These children are crying. Don't you have compassion? But that's not what this is about. This is about laws.
Listen, I agree with you. And not only that, if they're on the side of righteousness, if they've got the right story, why do they have to lie about it? Why do they start putting up those pictures from back from the days of Obama, with those kids in the cages? And why are they lying about this if they've got right on their side?
And the thing is that I used to be a big Laura Bush fan, but unfortunately those days are gone, because in her op-ed she literally writes this: I live in a border state. I appreciate the need to enforce and protect our international boundaries, but this zero tolerance policy is cruel, it's immoral, and it breaks my heart. Oh, because you perceive it as cruel, you're okay with breaking the law? Oh, okay, well then, no big deal. And why don't we, instead of calling it theft, if it's something that you really need, we'll just call it long-term borrowing.
Listen.
Here's the thing, and this is what they got Sarah Huckabee Sanders on. Don't you care? Don't you have emotions? The host on MSNBC this morning. Don't you care about children? That is not what we are discussing.
Wait a minute.
That is not what is at stake. We're talking about laws. And the point that the administration is making is change the law. Because just bending the law temporarily will not only solve this problem, it will exacerbate the problem.
Oh, I agree with you. Chuck Schumer got up today, right? He's got the pen and he's clicking the pen. Here, Mr. President, you can borrow my pen. You can fix this just by signing an executive order. This fixes nothing. And notice, not one of them have come up with a plan. Not one of them have come up with a bill to fix this thing. And I think Trump, I'm sorry to say, but Obama did the same thing. I think Trump is partially using this to say, look, you guys have the power to fix this. You don't like what this looks like? Then fix it. Get in there, make a law, put a bill on my desk, right?
And here's what's phenomenal about Trump. He doesn't care about optics.
No.
I got your optics right here. You know? He doesn't care. He wants to get stuff done. And putting a Band-Aid on an aorta that has been ruptured is not going to solve the problem. We need to address the problem. And it's actually not our border laws. It's actually the fact that we're not enforcing our border laws.
You're right.
Really want to fix this problem? Build a wall.
Listen, they say there's 15,000 kids coming up here, right? 10,000 of those kids can't be ripped away from their mothers. You know why? They came here without parents. Those parents paid for them, or somebody paid for them to be with a coyote or whoever to come up to the border. So to say 10,000 of these kids have been ripped away from their parents, another lie to pull
another
at your
lie,
heartstrings.
Another
lie. Right?
Another. That's right. It's just a manipulation, is what it is. And what about all the children that are ripped from their mothers' wombs? Let's talk about those children, shall we? Have you no compassion? Have you no compassion for the children who are ripped from their mothers' wombs?
You got to get me going, right? What's her name? Marika? Mazika? What's the one on the Morning Joe? Mika, okay? She came out. Confused should be her name. Anyway, she came out with a... I don't think you could call it a scripture verse because it was like five words or six words out of a verse from a bigger context about Jesus saying, yes, are we supposed to bring the little children to Jesus? Well, not the government. I didn't know that Jesus now had become the government of the United States, that the U.S. was where heaven was, right? And not only that, this is the other thing I said. Don't they have to be born for you to bring them to him, Mika? I mean, you have no problem with us killing them first. I guess if you kill them, you don't have to bring them to him. Oh,
but that's the other thing that's so disingenuous is now all of these commentators, these leftists, are quoting the Bible. They've suddenly become scriptural doctrinarians. I mean, and here's what's funny. They do believe that government is God.
Yeah, they do.
So they're not entirely wrong. It's just that they're quoting the wrong book. Well, it's true.
I mean,
look, you've got them quoting Leviticus saying, the stranger who dwells among you shall be to you as one born among you. Yeah, define the word stranger. You have to go back to the biblical definition of the word stranger. A stranger was one who wanted to assimilate and become one of the Jews. And so in that sense, we're talking about people who don't break the law, who agree to adhere by the laws.
Yeah, but see, if you're going to bring logic and sense to the conversation, they're not going to play. You know that, right? They're going to leave the table. I said it to you earlier. After Trump was elected, all of a sudden the Democrats opened this drawer, and there was a constitution in there. And they said, what's this? And they started reading it. And they went, oh, my God, we should use this. And now the same group that says we should have absolutely nothing to do with God, now they've found the Bible. Let's talk about that on the other
That's
side
right.
of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more with Sam Sorbo right after this. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you a couple of nitwits?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thank you. I know there's 1,000 or 3,000 other shows you could be listening to tonight, but you've chosen this one. I like to believe that talks to your IQ level. It tells me how smart you are. But, hey, whatever works, whatever makes you happy.
I like to believe it's because of me.
Well, that works too. As long as we get him here, I don't care what it takes. Free candy, whatever. Anyhow, well, okay, so the cat's out of the bag. I might as well go ahead and introduce you now, right? I mean, Sam Sorbo joins me. Look, you know, I get tired just introducing her. She's a wife, she's a mother, she's an author, producer, talk show host of her own. She's, you know, got some great movies out there, and her and her husband, Kevin, have their hit film is out, but also, they have a new book called out, Share the Light. So, Sam, tell us what Share the Light is about. And I know
so Share the Light is a devotional that's like a companion piece to the movie Let There Be Light. Let There Be Light started a bit of a movement. And when I realized that people were responding so strongly, I thought, you know what, we can put this in a book. And Share the Light really is to encourage you to put feet to your faith, to bring your faith into the public square so that people can witness it and understand the joy that you have within, as they say. And so Share the Light is just a series of 40 devotionals with different suggestions for how you can be more active in your Christian walk. And it's been doing really well. People really respond to it. I'm getting great emails on it, like we did on the movie. And you don't have to have seen the movie, but if you did see the movie, it's really nice. It's a reflection of the movie, so that's kind of fun, too. So I think you'll really like it.
Yeah, you know what? People, you need to get the book. Listen, I talked to my Christian
friends. You got to get the DVD.
Yeah,
and you should get the book. And we just passed Father's Day, and it's too bad because now I'm on, and I should have promoted it before Father's Day, but it really makes a great gift.
Wait a minute. You can give retro gifts. You know, you shouldn't celebrate Valentine's Day just in February. Dad's always up for books. He's well, maybe not for books. He's always up for a movie and a good movie. So you get the movie, then get him the book, and say, here, live it out. But, you know, I keep telling my Christian brothers and sisters all the time, you have got to get involved with your local government. You have to look at some of these seats that you might be able to take, you might be able to fill. We did a story the other night, and I sent it to you, and I want to talk to you about it. This whole thing with Franklin Graham out there, he's telling Christians to take their right place in leadership. He's hitting up the pastors. Why have we missed it all these years, Sam? I mean, why does it take Franklin Graham to come out and get us to... And I don't even know he got us to move. But at least he's out there talking about
it. No, I don't know how successful he's being. But, you know, we've become complacent. And it's easy to do that. We've got other stuff that's happening. And lots of distractions. And so we're like, it's the status quo. It'll be fine. But the fact is that our culture, our very... culture is eking away, if you will, and it's the encroachment of the left, which is a secular humanist view of the world. And here's the thing, you know, I was talking with somebody and she's like, well, I don't like to get too involved in politics. And I'm like, yeah, too bad. Everything is politics. You don't get it. Everything is politics. Why do you think abortion is a political issue? I mean, think about that for a minute. Abortion is, it's a health issue. It's a woman's issue. It's a moral issue, certainly, right? Mm-hmm. Why is it considered a political issue? Because that's how they win. That's how they shut you up, you stupid Christians. Sit down and shut up. Because abortion is a political issue, and don't weigh in on politics. Well, let me tell you, if you show me a politician who doesn't make any decisions based on his worldview, meaning his religion, if he leaves his religion out of it, I'll show you a hypocrite, okay? Everybody makes all of their decisions based on their worldview, which happens to be their religion. And somehow we've managed as Christians to allow Christianity to somehow be sidelined. So you have an hour of church a week, but the rest of the week, you're not really a Christian. You're not really functioning with the Bible. You're not really making decisions based on biblical truths. You're functioning sort of in the real world. It doesn't work that way. You cannot bifurcate the two. They're fully intertwined. And so what Franklin Graham is doing is he's saying we need people of principle, we need people of morality to run and to guide us and to seek leadership positions. And it's not we are a government of the people, by the people, for the people. But unfortunately, because we go to public school and public schools are run by the government has its first chance to educate us that we shouldn't be interested in government. Government is above us. It's not for us. And don't get dirty. You don't want to get your hands dirty in government either. Like and so that whole mindset has sort of permeated our culture. So now we have a culture of people who go, well, the government does their thing, I do my thing, as long as I, you know, abide by the laws or whatever, it'll all work out okay. And we're seeing evidence now that that doesn't work anymore.
No, look at until we, God, you got. I got
Sorry,
so many things. I got so many things I can jump on. Oh, God, you know what I mean? Look, everybody listens to the show knows I'm a trustee of the school district. And I got to tell you, it is a constant fight. And they get mad at me when I say this, but it's one of the only government entities that you are forced to partake in. You are forced, if that school is underproducing today, that's it. That's the public school in your area. And you get taught the way they want you to get taught. You get the curriculum they push down on you. And you are stuck with it unless you can afford to send it to a private school or, as you love, homeschool, but most people are petrified to homeschool. But they shouldn't be, should they?
No, they shouldn't be. And if they are, they should get my book, They're Your Kids, which is available on my website. And by the way, just a quick shameless plug, I wrote an article about the misconceptions of homeschooling, and so you can find that at my website, samsorbo.com as well, or Facebook, the official Sam Sorbo Facebook page. But I will say, you know, People are afraid to run for public office. Why? Because they went to school and they were told that they're not capable of running for public office because you need a degree in public policy and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And that's not true either. Yeah. And what's fascinating is most of the women, maybe not most, but a large percentage of the women who are now in politics started on their local school boards because they got involved, because their kids were at stake. And they went, wait a minute, I need to have a say in how this is working out for my kids. So I'm going to go, I'll start with the PTA, and then they go, okay, now I'm on the PTA, but now I need to be on the school board because I need to be, you know, more in charge. And that they work up from there, and then all of a sudden, they're the people that are running for your next senator or your next congressman.
You know, Sam, you hit it. I always say the same thing. Nobody wakes up Tuesday morning and says, hey, I'm going to run for Congress. Right? You usually are involved in something. You're working with someone. You're wanting to get something.
Right.
Most people go into these positions because they want to get stuff done. Some people go in for the power, but usually at the school board level, you see an injustice, you see something that's missing that you think you can actually make a difference with. But it's a lot of work, and people need to be willing to commit to it. I get irritated with the people who go into this thinking it's fairly easy. Look, On a slow month, I'm doing 40 to 50 hours a month working for the school board. All right? Wow. I think I get 11 cents an hour or something like that is what it works out to be. But you don't do it for that reason. We
you
do
need
it.
A better agent.
How about need an agent?
An agent. You know, my pastor actually ran for California Assembly. He ran opposed by the Republicans because he's a social conservative. And he beat the Republican in the primary, but he lost in the general because we live in California. But in any case, he then ran for city council, so now he serves on city council. And his thinking is, I'm trying to encourage people to run for public office, and then I'm not doing it myself. I feel bad asking them to carry my water. You know, think about it.
That's a great line.
Our government is of the people, by the people, for the people. We need the people to get involved in government.
Yeah.
And the problem is, if you're not willing to get in government, then don't complain about the government that you have.
Or the people that don't vote. Look at how many people came out in California. There was going to be this big blue wave. All these people. We had less than 30% of the people eligible to vote come out and vote. It's like, how do you complain? How do you open your mouth? How do you say anything if you don't engage in the process? Sam, we got about a minute left. Why don't you tell people where they can get more information on you and get a copy of your
book? Go to samsorbo.com, samsorbo.com, that's my website, and you'll find my latest articles there and my books. Also, they're your kids. And I did a devotional for families, so how to teach your kids, how to talk to your kids about godly virtue and the morals that we want to instill in our kids. And that is called Teach from Love.
I wish more, even Christian parents, I wish Christian parents would step up and teach their kids more about the love of God and how to portray that out to other people. It's just missing, very much missing these days. At least I think it is. Hey, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it. Get better.
Thank you so much. You're awesome.
Thank you. Talk to you later. Sam Sorbo, I got to tell you guys, go to her website. Check out the books, the movies, and her writings. I had her out for a prayer breakfast a couple of years ago. And the line that she left me with, the line that slapped me in the head, big time, was, why do you send your kids to Caesar to be taught if you're a godly family? Let that sink in during the break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you.
Not since Fetal Life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The real side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for spending your time with me. And head over to samsorbo.com. That's samsorbo.com. You know what? She's got a lot of good books there, right? You can get a hold of the DVD. There's just so much happening over there, too. You know, you got to start supporting. If you can, some of you can't, and I get it. But don't go to Walmart. If you can buy, check out the company you're buying this stuff from. Like my book. You want to buy it from Amazon, buy it from Amazon. But really, buy it from me. Because I cut out Amazon, who's giving all kinds of money to places like Planned Parenthood and stuff like that. I obviously don't. Then I get the bulk of the money, and I can make the bulk of the change. I can do the, good things, if you would. Same thing with the coffee cups. And, yeah, I'm trying to get the link working so you guys can do this shirts and all that. Because some people said, how do we buy this or how do we buy that? And, yeah, technology, don't know what to say. Anyhow, we're going to, in the second hour, we're going to really deal with some of this stuff that's going on with the kids. And it's not just the kids at the border because it's part of it's part of a bigger problem. It's a real small part of a bigger problem, okay? You know, in 1996, President Billy Bob Clinton is the one that passed the law that separates kids from parents. Right? Especially if they enter illegally. Or mostly if they enter illegally. Right? Obama steps in and he enforced that law, believe it or not. He enforced it for both of his terms. And the thing that bothers me the most is, you know, during one of the breaks, there was somebody in one of the Facebook feeds that was trying to egg me on, if you would. And I wouldn't do it. I sent him a link to a story that he said that Scopes says is false. So, well, let me tell you what. Snopes has been caught lying before. And sincerely, they've never been caught lying for the right. Let that sink in for a minute. Never. They've been caught lying for the left, covering for the left, if you would. But for two terms, he enforced that law. You heard nothing about it. Last night I did this story about the Democrat congressman that said they covered it up for Obama. They knew what they were doing. You can't have it always. And, you know, you can't even have the fight, or actually I shouldn't say fight. That's wrong. You can't even have the conversation online with a Democrat. You know why? Because they're going to support Obama no matter what. There's no way around it. I mean, there was a story written in June of 2015 from NPR, you know, known as a right-wing lunatic site, right? And the piece was all about how the Obama immigration detention policy is bad. And it came under fire. Okay, Obama. He ignored them and they didn't make a big deal out of it, did they? So the American Immigration Council, the American Civil Liberties Union announced a class action lawsuit against the Obama administration back then. They included the Border Patrol and, you know, other Tucson, Arizona area entities. Scores of detainees report being held in unsanitary frigid cells while being denied adequate food, water, hygiene, medical attention, and so on. The lawsuit alleges that the Border Patrol's facilities violate constitutional due process guarantees. It seeks no monetary damages, but rather court-ordered reforms. The Center for Constitutional Rights and Detention Watch Network published a report calling for an end to the so-called guaranteed minimums, which require Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, to fill all 34,000 detention beds at 15 facilities across the country. They say the requirement creates the perverse incentive to lock up people. How about if they didn't come over, they'd be, it's like the jails, right? If you didn't commit a crime, you wouldn't have to go in there, it wouldn't be overflowing. It's the same thing with these. If you don't come over here illegally, then they don't detain you and they don't put you in a cage. It ain't that hard. It ain't that hard to figure out. These, at the time, the detention centers were in Texas and Pennsylvania and Los Angeles. They were pushing the fact that the administration was violating an 18-year-old court settlement. The settlement required the government to house migrant children in the least restrictive environment or release them to relatives. The judge gave the federal officials in the Center for Human Rights a little time to try to reach the agreement on how to fix it. So, you know, you go through this whole thing, and you keep reading this, and you keep looking at this. See, what they were coming at this, they didn't even care that the kids were in bad, necessarily the kids were in bad environments, or what they considered to be dirty environments. They were worried that these privately run facilities were being filled up so the facilities could make more money. You know what I mean? So it was all because of bad capitalism. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look this stuff up on your own. It's not that hard to find. Now, again, this was the article that these people tried to tell me was wrong, fake news. And it comes from some fake news site called the National Review. Something that's been around forever. The latest furor over the Trump migration policy, or immigration policy, the biggest part that they're throwing in your face, you know, the heartstring thing, where the kids are being yanked away from their parents. Now, really, the outrage obscures more than it illuminates. So let's talk through what happened here, right? For the longest time, illegal immigration was driven by single males from Mexico. Over the last 10 years, the flow has shifted to women and children. And they're bringing a whole family. Come on down. This is, you know, this is like, what is it? The Price is Right. Come on down. We bring the family. This poses a challenge we haven't really confronted before, right? Now the whole family gets in. The Trump administration isn't changing rules, right? Especially when it comes to pertaining to separating an adult from a child. They remain the same. It hasn't changed. The separation happens only if officials find that the adult is falsely claiming to be the child's parent. Hello? That's the part they keep forgetting. It's the last thing this is irritating, Zach. Because, you see, the mainstream media won't read this far in. Which is only like the third paragraph. They won't read far enough in to get the truth, right? The past practice had been to give a free pass to an adult who's part of a family unit. The new Trump policy is to prosecute all adults. The idea to send a signal that we're serious about our laws and to create a deterrent against any re-entry. Illegal entry is a misdemeanor. Illegal re-entry is a felony. So once you've been thrown out one time and you come back, now you're on felony ground, right? But the kids are only taken away if they can't prove that the person you're with is a relative. According to this, a mother or father or something like that, or a legal guardian. When a migrant is prosecuted for illegal entry, he or she is taken into custody by U.S. Marshals. And in no circumstance anywhere in the U.S. do the Marshals care for the children or the people they take into custody. The child is taken into custody by HHS. They're the ones who take care of the children. The criminal proceedings are exponentially short, assuming there's no aggravating factor such as a prior illegal entry or anything along those lines. The migrants generally plead guilty, and then they're sentenced to time served, typically all in the same day. If the adult then wants to go home in keeping with the expedition order or the removal order, it's really simple. They just let them know, and they actually take them back to the border. Terrible, terrible, terrible. This is where I said to you, they blow this stuff out of proportion. They grab a couple of pieces of information, they run with it, and then they hang you with it, or try to hang you with it anyway. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. Okay, listen. In the next hour, we're going to play some clips from some of those famous people you know, right? Billy Bob Clinton, Oblamo, Mrs. Clinton, Chucky Schumer. All on their feelings towards immigration and this kind of thing. I got some bad news for you guys on the left. They could care less about these kids being separated. They could care less. Because they're not willing to do anything to fix it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.